WWKGD, a Cartesian theater production. Written, edited, and produced by me, Caitlin Sieri. With Julianne Layden as Evelyn, Issa Kabir as Stan, and Susan Trigiani as Pruny Prue. Music was provided by GarageBand Loops. Sound effects were provided by freesound.org.
You know, Kathy Griffin was always my inspiration, even before she put up that picture of Donald Trump's decapitated head. I loved how involved she was in LGBTQ activism. She spoke truth to power, instead of just sticking to the jokes, like the alt-right keeps telling artists to do. And she suffered from addiction, too. She suffered from a binge eating disorder, and she was abused by her older brother, who was a drug addict himself. But even so, she broke a Guinness World Record, became the first woman to hit the Billboard Top Comedy Albums chart, and survived a federal investigation, all without compromising her morals. And that's why I'm dedicating this Al-Anon meeting to Kathy Griffin.
Woo! Woo!
Now, who would like to start first?
I can go, Stan.
I love your enthusiasm, Evelyn. But why don't we wait for the other members first?
I think I am the other member, Stan.
Don't be ridiculous. We still haven't seen Rosalind, Loretta, or Allison yet. And they come here every week.
That was before the lockdowns, though.
And now the beaches are opening back up again.
You know, I think Rosalind started some Al-Anon meetings on Zoom.
Don't remind me. Rosalind never understood the chain of command at these meetings.
I don't think Al-Anon has a chain of command. Besides, isn't having meetings in person a little dangerous?
Evelyn, we're 6 feet apart. We're all wearing masks. And we're all outdoors on the Chincoteague shore with limitless air circulation. And it's a Tuesday morning. Beaches never get crowded on a Tuesday morning.
Well, how about I tell my story to pass the time?
Evelyn, I love and appreciate the journey you're going through and how open you are to sharing your experiences. But are you sure you don't want to talk about something else?
I can't move on if I don't address the root of my trauma.
But you have addressed it. Once a meeting for the past 3 years. How about we talk about something else?
I haven't told that story at every meeting.
Oh. Everything seems so perfect. She worked for a Fortune 500 company. You shuck corn for the green giant. You fit each other perfectly. Sure, she had her little quirks, like collecting Toby jugs, her love of whiskey, or never paying for anything in cash. But it was no big deal. You didn't even fight that much, unless she had a bad day at work. But 3 years ago, they laid off the shuckers and replaced them with robots. You came home that day and saw your wife lying on the couch, drinking out of a Toby jug. You told her you lost your job. And then she starts screaming at you. What the hell are you gonna do now? Now that you aren't the breadwinner anymore? And you're thinking, that makes no sense. Because she's the one working for Apple or something. And then there's a knock on the door. And it's a freaking debt collector. Saying that you needed to pay off all 5 of your credit cards. Or else. And that's when you found out she got fired 6 months ago for threatening one of her clients, and she couldn't bear to tell you because you were so proud of her. So she kept up the lavish lifestyle you were so used to by signing up for 5 credit cards, all in your name. And the only thing that kept her together was her whiskey. And then you ask her what you're going to do about all of this. And she says, I don't know, they're your credit cards, and takes a long sip from her Toby jug. And you could still smell the whiskey leaching from that jug. And you just wanted to smash everything in the house. And that's when you went to your first Al-Anon meeting.
Okay, but there must be something in that moment I haven't addressed yet.
You can't just talk about this over and over without any changes. You're just building an obsession.
Well, aren't we all a little obsessed about something?
Maybe I do blather on about Kathy Griffin, but...
Like every time, one of the other members suggests we move our meetings to Zoom.
What about that umbrella of yours, Evelyn?
That's exactly what I mean. You just changed the subject.
And you avoided the question. Why'd you bring an umbrella with you to the shore on a perfectly sunny day?
All the other members are worried about you, Stan. They don't want you to turn into a statistic.
So would you say this umbrella of yours makes you feel more protected?
I could teach you how to set up an account.
Or do you need something to hold in your hand after losing your corn husking job?
Is that a horse coming out of the water?
See, you're avoiding the questions again. I think this umbrella has more meaning than you realize.
No, I'm serious. There's a horse coming out of the water.
Right. Someone's riding a horse across the channel. There's no reason for a horse to be crossing the channel now.
Hello, ma'am. Is that a horse?
A Chincoteague pony, to be exact, young lady.
Why'd you ride a pony across the channel? I thought the Chincoteague pony swim was canceled this year.
Officially, it was. But there was one buyer who wanted to see business go on as usual. They knew I was in the pony penning business and paid me a little extra to take old Sugar Cube across the channel.
Wow, they must have a lot of money to throw around.
They most certainly do. Now, if you'll excuse me, I need to restore some vital fluids.
Is that a Toby jug?
It's my own little challenge. If I can bring this with me on a job without it cracking, then I can celebrate by drinking from it.
Toby jug. Toby jug! Toby jug! Toby jug! Toby jug! Toby jug!
Evelyn,
Toby jug!
What do you think you're doing?
Toby jug!
You're going to smash that woman's Toby jug.
That is the point. Death to the Toby jug.
6 feet, young lady. The nerve of you, attacking a woman's Toby jug in front of an innocent pony.
Toby jug.
Oh, no, you don't.
And get rid of that silly little umbrella.
Six feet.
Don't tell me 6 feet. You violated that rule by grabbing my Toby jug.
Please, ma'am. She didn't mean anything by it. She just had a bad experience. Jugs.
Then she should see someone about that.
That's why I came to this Al-Anon meeting. I told you I still needed to process that moment. Why didn't anyone listen?
An Al-Anon meeting on the beach?
Fresh air minimizes the spread of infection, and we're all wearing masks anyway.
You know what? I don't care. I'm going to bring this pony to its new owner before anything else happens.
Who's buying it?
Don't remember the name, but they said it was going to be a present for the president of Zoom.
Zoom? 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 Zoom!
Stan, please. That woman's done nothing to you. That pony did nothing to
woman
you.
Woman and the pony are benefiting the corporation that's turning us all into antisocial nitwits. Haven't you seen a single science fiction movie? The evil dictators want us to lock ourselves in our houses and do everything from a computer so they can spy on us and control us. And that's exactly what's happening right now.
But meeting in person could kill us.
How convenient for Zoom.
What would Kathy Griffin do?
Huh?
You dedicated today's Al-Anon meeting to her. Do you really think she'd want you attacking a pony or putting people at risk?
Well, she's very outspoken. Goes against the grain. Hates Trump and everything he stands for. And was considered an enemy of the government. So? Death to the Zoom pony!
If you really want to know what Kathy Griffin would do, then she would receive this horse as a present.
Never! Kathy Griffin would never take a bribe.
It's not a bribe. It's a present for the president of Zoom.
You mean Kathy Griffin is the president of Zoom now?
The one and only.
Prove it.
You'll have to wait a moment. The reception is terrible here. 6 feet, Mr. Al-Anon. You can look, but you can't touch.
How do I know this is true? People will say anything on the internet.
You tell me.
Well?
I guess the question isn't, what would Kathy Griffin do? But, what is Kathy Griffin doing? And it looks like she's putting control back into the hands of the people.
That's good news, isn't it?
It's something I'll have to think about. Our meeting's over anyway. Now's as a good time as any to get computer literate.
You know, I'm free the rest of the day. Maybe I could make good on my promise and help you set up that account?
I don't let anyone outside of the family in my house these days. But my single's decent on my deck.
Great. I'll meet you there in 10.
Thanks, Evelyn. I think we could make some real progress today.
Just so long as you two stop smashing Toby Jugs and horses.
Thank you, ma'am.
What for?
For being patient with us. For hearing us out.
That's the biggest problem with our society. Everyone wants to be heard, but nobody's listening. If you just listened to people, you'd be the most powerful person in the country.
Yeah? If more people just listened to each other and the CDC guidelines, there'd be a lot less suffering in the world.
You just head on home before something else sends you into a tizzy. It's a sad thing, Sugar Cube. Nobody listens to the facts anymore. You have to go straight for the feels. The CDC couldn't get that lunatic to self-isolate, but a web page written 5 minutes ago with a text generator could. Now, let's get you somewhere safe, Sugar Cube.
You have just listened to WWKGD, a Cartesian theater production. Thank you.